coming back home and taking a look at the JSE's performance, the All Share down 1.4% by the finish. As you can see there, losses coming through across the board today. Financial 15, hardest hit with its close on 2% fall. Resources 10 component and industrial 25 in the meantime, 1.3% in the red. Welcome back as we take stock of the trading day that was now with Walter du Plessis from Nitrogen Fund Managers. Thanks so much for joining us in studio this evening. At the US Fed's policy announcement tomorrow, we've got US-China trade talks, the prospect of a hard Brexit coming to the fore, South Africa's shocking unemployment print, Eskom reporting the biggest corporate loss in South Africa's history. No matter which quarter of the world we're looking at today, Waldo, lots keeping markets tentative.
Yeah, I think you can throw into the mix its earnings seasons in the US. And so far, I'd say in the whole, the earnings have been disappointing. I think the S&P is at all-time highs. People are pricing in huge multiples for a recovering economy in the US and potentially globally, and that's just not coming through in the numbers as yet. So, yes, quite turbulent, specifically for emerging markets. You know, we the secondary effect, and it's quite violent today, was rather harsh.
With that turbulence hitting, as you say, we've seen a volatile trading picture. The JSE initially trading a bit firmer this morning, but ending the session deep in the red. Any big surprises that caught your attention?
Yeah, so it's important to note that the liquidity on the JSE has been at all-time lows, which tells you that investors are not convicted on what we've seen as a positive equity market movement in the first 6 months. And so what happens typically during the day, it's just rather illiquid, it's quite slow. And then once the US wakes up and European session is sort of midday, it can be, the volume can come thick and fast. And so you see these, you know, like super aggressive moves, stocks dropping 2-3% down. I mean, just to give an example, British American Tobacco is trading kind of flat. At about 2-3 o'clock, it just dropped 2-3 percentage points, and it stayed there for the rest
Absolutely.
Of the session.
Second worst performer on the top 40 index today, falling back 5%. It's amidst all of this and, you know, so many X factors, I guess, up in the air at the moment that you've got investors clinging onto any bit of news that surfaces. We had ShopRite best performer on the top 40 index, up 5.75%. This despite reporting that sales fell almost a fifth in the year to the end of June. So I guess it's more the forward-looking announcement that investors are clinging on to at this
stage. Well, it's also, if you look back to January, ShopRite came out with the first half results, which were down significantly. It was down about 26%. They're saying they're going to be down 14 to 20% for the full year, which implies for H2 they're still down 6% on headline earnings per share. But I think investors are trying to be sanguine. They're trying to look at the positives and say, well, you know, they're taking market share, and Checkers is performing pretty decently, which is actually indicative of where the economy is at the moment. You know, people are going for that value purchase. Mm-hmm. But still, ShopRite is at multi-year lows if you look at it over time. And so, you know, it just shows you that investors are, they're looking for positive news, but again, they can't really be convicted on the 2 to 3 year outlook.
And with that kind of optimistic view that they're holding, it's a line like turnover for the full year rising 3.2%. I guess that gets more of the tension attention. What is interesting, though, is the fact that that a glass half full approach hasn't managed to win Massmart any reprieve today. It's reported its first ever trading loss, and that's seen that share price tank.
Yeah, so Massmart is a company, after having a look at today's results, that I think is potentially in a bit of trouble. You know, they got business divisions, Mass Discounters losing 400 million rand over the period. It's a bleak picture. I mean, almost every single division either went backwards or had a trading loss. Now, it's a scary picture to look at. You know, and then you've got Walmart to kind of have this inconvenience, or maybe, you know, they're going to have to maybe step up, and there might be the shining light at the end of the tunnel there that they come to the party. But obviously, there's nothing of that in the pipeline at the moment. But I mean, these are very poor numbers. I mean, at one stage, the stock was trading down 30% during the day. I think it closed down about 16%. You know, this is indicative of investors looking at the numbers and maybe losing a bit of faith.
What's your assessment of the skittishness investors are feeling around Old Mutual right now? We've had a court order that Peter Moyo be reinstated as a CEO, but he's certainly not going back to, a very smooth sailing function.
Right, and it's a broader theme. The JSE has historically been known as a country with strong corporate governance in the private sector. And now we're getting to the stage where, Peter Moyo had a conflict of interest. He was still appointed the CEO. For whatever reason, the board felt that the conflict of interest had grown too large and had tried to dismiss him. And so now investors are looking at it going, how did we come to appoint someone that had a conflict of interest in the first place, considering some of the corporate failures we've had in the last 12 months?
It'll certainly be interesting to see how that all plays out very quickly, Waldo. What's your stock pick right now?
I'm going to go with Old Mutual. I think it's still a quality business. I mean, the stock is down over 17% from the announcement that Peter Moyo was being investigated. I think it's overdone. It's a quality operation. At these levels, 1950, it looks rather cheap compared to its peers.
Let's leave it there, Waldo. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Waldo Duplessis is with Nitrogen Fund Managers. What's your stock pick right now?
I'm going to go with Old Mutual. I think it's still a quality business. I mean, the stock is down over 17% from the announcement that Peter Moyo was being investigated. I think it's overdone. It's a quality operation. At these levels, 1950, it looks rather cheap compared to its peers.
Let's leave it there, Waldo. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Waldo Duplessis is with Nitrogen Fund Managers.